This call is being recorded.
What do you feel here at this Leaf. Time?
Joyful. Happy.
Leaf. Yes.
Elation.
Bliss.
I feel gentle.
Okay, hold please. We have two people that say they are confused. And this is very fine here. What is confusion here?
Just wonder why everybody else is liking these beautiful lands and I'm just liking this ship.
Well, you're at work.
And I'm surrounded by, like, office buildings. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for a place where the ship would even be able to land. I see not, I don't even see people on there. Like, this is a fantasy land. But I don't know.
Very good. There is no right or wrong here. Please understand that. Because have we not been saying that you will be creating what you want in this level, in this dimension, these vibrations? So all of you are now creating various things that you want to be there. See? Maybe not so much all of you. Maybe you need to visualize something prettier.
Change
your location. Yes, you do not need to be there in blank buildings. Buildings that have been abandoned.
Exactly.
Yes, that is what it is showing you here. Please understand, those buildings are abandoned because people are not going to be in those cities like that anymore. They are gone. You are in the flowers, in the fields, in the streams, in the lakes and all of this. Why, most of you were seeing this, and those that are seeing themselves on ships, this is also very important because you come from there. That is your home. You are going to go home. You see, some of you will do as has been said here, will cross the finish line, will go through this ascension process, and you will turn around and go back and help. Others of you have done your job. You are going to move back where you came from, and you are going to work from the level that you are at then. So be on the ships. There is nothing wrong with that. In fact, it is wonderful up there. I have been there many times.
How do you feel?
I actually landed in a different land and came out. The ship is still there, like on the ground, but it's like a very, it's a almost not invisible, but kind of translucent. And yeah, now I'm walking in a really pretty area. I don't know what it is, but I still have my suit on.
Yes.
It's cool.
But you don't understand yet, and it is not expected for you to necessarily understand that. But you are going to be able to create whatever you want. If you want to be on a ship, you'll be on a ship. If you want to ride across the galaxy and be there in a moment's time, you will do this. You can travel the universe, or you can simply travel to the other side of this planet that you have never seen before. You see? It is all going to be wide open. And this is why we are showing this to you, or allowing your, letting you show it to yourselves. Because this is where you are headed. This is what this is all about. This is what you came here to do, to be a part of this evolution in whatever process, in whatever way you would be, and to see it all the way through, and then to finish and move on and continue on with your journey. And in the process of continuing on with your journey, you will be of assistance. You will be of service. Many of you will want to be of service. Many of you may even decide after a period of time, rest and relaxation, you may decide to go to another planet like Earth and do this again. Hear some of you say, no way!
Thank you.
You can lead us some water, but you're not going to make us drink. No way! Not likely. But we tell you, and we have told you, yes, you will. You will. You will, because that is you. You are ones to be of service. You are the system busters. Yes, we hear this in the background here. You are the system busters. You have done this again and again and again, and you're likely going to do it again if you want to. But it will be your choice. No one will be making the choice for you. No one will force you to take a job that you do not want to take anymore. But if you want to work in a certain service of any kind, you can do that. You see?
I'm definitely working in my husband's joke of working.
I'm not seeing a bunch of animals. I see a big Siberian tiger.
I saw a bear in a rainbow. He's in the rainbow, all iridescent. He's so cute. And everything's sacred geometry, all those crystalline formations. And one who serves to help me move off planet into the universe. And it's this beautiful sacred geometry. And almost like how jellyfish and sea anemones, how they're translucent and globular. It's really beautiful. So many colors.
Very much. Back to the one who talked about the Siberian tiger and the unicorns that was spoken of earlier. You may not understand this yet, but they will be opening the doors in inner Earth, Hollow Earth, and letting all of these animals come back to the surface and replenish here on the surface once again. And Siberian tigers, although tame, very wonderful, very loving, will replenish themselves, as will the buffalo and the unicorns and all of the species that have either diminished over a time or have become extinguished will come back. Probably not so much the dinosaurs. They are probably finished here. But maybe even dragons will come back. See?
Are the animals also in light bodies? So they don't need to eat and stuff like that?
Some of them will be, yes. Some of them, no. But they will all be in the higher vibrations. They will be surrounded by the higher vibrations and therefore can have no fear. And if they have no fear, they have no reason to be a danger of any kind to you. See? Because you will be showing no fear either. And as you show no fear and only love, they will respond in kind. Yes. They will talk to you. You can talk to the animals. Dr. Doolittle.
All right, yes.
Thought you meant. Right away, I thought of Dr. Doolittle the minute you said that.
Yes.
How cute.
When I serve, I will be the botanist of the galaxy. My garden is a collection of plants and flowers and trees from all over. And I see myself just taking care of them and learning from them and what they need, and they communicate with me, and it's going to be a fabulous garden. The whole planet will be a fabulous garden.
See, this is what we are preparing you for. And this is why this particular weekend has taken you from the idea of battling, which you did Friday night, taking you from that idea of battling outside of yourself to now going within yourself and moving fully through yourself and into the higher vibrations, bringing your vibrations up. Not focusing so much on outside of self anymore, but focusing within. And when you focus within, you change everything without. So it has always been so within, so without.
Oh.
Oh, someone finally got it. Yes.
Yes, I got it.
Yes.
I'm swimming with the dolphins and the whales.
Oh, my, yes. Glad someone mentioned the dolphins and the whales and the porpoises and all of them.
Beautiful, beautiful cetaceans.
They will replenish once again. Yes.
Wonderful.
And the mermaids.
As well.
Yes.
Yes, they will begin to show themselves. They are there. They just will not show themselves to you. And why would they? You would, not you, of course, but mankind would catch them in their nets and put them in zoos and things like that. Why would they go through that? You see?
Well, Randy, I think I found your treehouse.
I'm there too right now. That's awesome.
You can make a tree house like no other tree house has ever been made.
Make a tree house without a tree.
That would be interesting. But yes, you could create it if you want it.
It'll just float.
A floating treeless treehouse. That works.
Yes.
And there is no work. There is no work. They're just playing. We just create something and enjoy ourselves in the creating process.
Yes.
Okay, I've relocated. I relocated to like the Garden of Eden, and there was a golden ship waiting for me, and it took me home.
Yes, yes, very
and
good.
And the crowd that was there to greet, it just, I'm overwhelmed.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, we want all of you to think, because this is the preparation here. We want you to all think that you are going to be receiving the golden ticket. You know what we speak of here? The golden ticket that will let you into the candy land or whatever it is. Tomorrowland. Whatever it might be. You are going to have that golden ticket. It is waiting for you. We have it. You just need to tell us when the time comes if you are ready to take it. But you will show by your actions over the next weeks and months here if you are ones that are ready to take it. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what we would like you to do now is you're going to begin to move away from here. You are going to come back across the timeline. So go back up 500 feet, back up into the brilliant sunshine light. And from there, move back. But don't go back past your present now. We're not going to do past lives now. Come back to the present. There at that 500-foot level. And you are all back. We wait just a moment here. Very good. Now we are going to go up as a group, as a full group, all of us at once. Are going to go up into the night sky and make a beeline for the New Jerusalem that is sitting out there waiting. Parked, you might say. Most of the time, not always, most of the time it is in front of Venus. As you saw last night, it was not. But at this point, it is back there again. And you're going to go there, and I am going to slip away now, and another is going to come through and guide you through this process.
Mm-hmm.
I will be back here shortly.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know who it is.
Another.
Yeah.
Ramda.
Hmm.
Some of you have not heard of me before. Some of you were expecting Sananda or Ashtar. But I am one that has been with many of you before. But I have kept somewhat in the shadows, kept away from your knowing, understanding of me. And there is a reason for that. But many of you are a part of my ship, being with me on my ship, the Amalia. May trigger a memory to you, some of you. I am one that is going to continue to work closely with all of you as we continue this. So whenever there is a need for a galactic connection here, I will often be the one that will be coming to you. It will still be Sananda and Ashtar, certainly. But it is time now for me to make more of my presence known. I have been with this one, James, for a long time. He does not even quite understand the full connection we have. Some of you may feel a connection with me as well. Now I want to take you to the New Jerusalem. I want to take you to see the majesty, first of all, of the incredible, magnificent ship that this is. A ship of light. A ship of consciousness. It can be physical. It can be etheric. It can be anything that is needed in any situation that it is called for. It can adapt to whatever the environment is. So if you can imagine the majesty and the immenseness of a 2,000 mile long and 2,000 mile wide ship that can morph itself. In any situation, somewhat like a chameleon. Certainly, it can cloak itself and uncloak whenever it needs to. And there are occasional times when this ship uncloaks briefly, as it did last night. Two of you that were witness to it. More of you had gone out at that point, you would have all seen this great flash. For at that moment, it uncloaked for just a moment, for just a second even, then quickly recloaked again. But the flash that you saw was the light from the ship. Now, as you're moving around the ship, many of you have been flying around it, looking at the outside. Some of you have even gone in. That is certainly fine. Let us go in now. Let us see the various levels, the many levels of the ship. From the engine room, all the way down through the living room, where the animals are kept. All of the places where different dimensions are held. So if a three-dimensional being is brought on ship, it can acclimate within that dimensional environment. And then it can be brought up into the next higher vibrations, higher dimensions, gradually, slowly. Similar to when a diver goes deep under the ocean and then is coming back up, needs to go through a process of preparing itself for coming back up to the top. Very similar to this. can see the many levels. You can see the many people, all kinds of beings. This is where your Star Wars and the cantina comes in. This is real. That was shown to you purposefully. So that you could be ready for the different types of beings that are out there, different civilizations, many different looks. You can see many of them as you look around. Many, many, many layers. Where people are working, gathering, having fun, yes, even some drinking. Not in the way you understand it quite. But having enjoyment, having fun, being social. Wow. That does not end. Some of you have gone down lower into the ship, and you have seen the wide open expanse, the valleys, the mountains, the lakes, mm-hmm. even a somewhat of an ocean that is here. You imagine you can take almost your entire America, all of the various plants and trees and forests and valleys and rivers and lakes, and at the ends, the oceans, and you can see that here. It is a living environment. People actually live on the ship, just as in your Star Trek, although much more immense than that ship. Would anyone like to share what they are seeing now, what they are experiencing, beyond what I have already said?
Some of the area of the ship above it must be higher frequency, golden wireframe. In the lower vibrations, I see crops. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes. Some of you have been here not only long ago, but you have been here in your dreams, you have been here in your multidimensional states. Anyone else care to share?
I think I know you as Da. Why do I know you as Da? Is that a nickname?
Did I say my name was? Oh, Ram Da.
Okay.
This is why you and the James have connected here.
Thank you.
We are so pleased that you realized that. There are others here as well that are on the phone, and even those here in this room who know of me. If I were standing in front of you, you would recognize me. I have been a companion, a brother, even at times a sister to many of you. Mm-hmm. Yes, to you also, my dear sister. You certainly know who I am. I am a dear friend, dear comrade to Ashtar.
Okay. ever incarnated into Earth like us in 3D body?
I have been, yes.
Are you called Ram?
There is another, yes. I have many names. I have many acquaintances. I have many understandings. Yes, that is correct. That is one. I prefer, though, Aranda. But says Sananda is Sananda, not San, not Da.
Yes.
Ashtar is Ashtar, not Ash. You see?
And not Tar. I know him personally.
Like, you are Mahendran, not Hen, not Dran. Get the picture here.
Yeah.
We are certainly not making fun, but we are having fun.
That's right.
I may not be jovial and sing like that one who serves, but I have a wonderful time, let me tell you.
You have a wonderful sense of humor.
Someone else spoke here?
I feel such peace from you.
Yes. Many of you have spent a great deal of time on this ship. Many of you have spent a great deal of time on my ship. And we have often gone between the two ships.
It doesn't occur like a ship. It occurs like just, you know, a planet.
Yes,
it's so
it
big.
Is very much like a planet. But this is small in comparison to some of the planet ships, if you can imagine. If you can imagine a ship as large as Jupiter.
That's what I was seeing, a planet that looks like Jupiter and all these little ships around it. And I was like, am I looking out a window or am I just outside with it? It's really beautiful. And the ship is, the New Jerusalem is so deep. Looking down, I saw a golden city inside of it. Many different people, beings. I have a friend who's really tall and green.
Yes.
A big, big head.
I'm going to tell you something now that you were not aware of. As a matter of fact, no one is aware of. But when George Lucas made the movie Star Wars, the original Death Star was not to be what it is. Originally, it was going to be a planet-sized ship. It was going to be a part of the forces of light. And it was changed by, you might call it blackmail, coercion, that they made him change that and adapt his script. No one knows that this time, except him.
So when I've always seen it as a sphere, it actually is a sphere then, is that what you're saying? Because that's what I see it as.
Yes, it was a sphere. But what we are saying is it was not meant to be a weapon. Initially, when he developed this script, this plan for Star Wars, he did not have it being a weapon. This came about as a result of the Cabal taking over here.
Papa,
he was able many times to leave those things in it that he wanted. But in other ways, he was coerced to change it. Now,
did he get all of his ideas of making this movie from someone like you? and maybe you influenced them so that we could look in the future and possibly see how it will be on a spaceship.
Yes. Star Wars, Star Trek, The Matrix, Avatar, all of those movies that you find so thrilling, so endearing in many ways, so inspiring. These were meant for you, to prepare you, to get you ready for what was coming. Prepare you for first contact, for disclosure, all of this.
And the Wizard of Oz.
Yes, that as well. That was also converted.
Emerald City.
Turned into something that was not fully of the light. Are there other observations? Anything else anyone wants to share here?
May I ask a question?
Yes.
I see on the very top of the New Jerusalem, the office. It's like a penthouse in my vision. And it is the office of Ashtar, who he shares with Sunanda. And also, they have a big conference room with a long, long table that they meet, councils that we and some of us are in those councils at night.
That's correct. There are several rooms, rather, that are set up to be the council. Any tables within those rooms, some round, some not round. That is correct. Someone had a question here.
Mary Louise had a question.
Thank you. Many times when I lived in Sedona and traveling from Sedona to Cottonwood, I saw ships, and I felt they were calling me. Were you one of them?
Not at that time, no, not myself, but there were others. Yes, all of this is to begin to acquaint you, to acclimate you, to prepare you for all that you came here to do.
Thank you.
There's another question here.
Miranda, this is Yvette. Thank you, Mary Lou, for bringing this up. When I lived in Prescott in 2013, we had a big storm. It was 3 months of monsoon. And every element was going on. It was September 3rd. And all these rainbows were everywhere. And I started taking pictures for the rainbows, and in one picture there's a ship, and so that was my blessing from you, and I'd like to know who that little ship belongs to.
It's a connection that you have yourself, that you have been involved with this particular civilization, you might say, that comes here from time to time and shows themselves to certain ones that are part of their persuasion, their civilization. And this is what occurs in many cases where there are various sightings, where ones show themselves to individuals on the planet, is because they are a part of those that are showing them from the same planet, the same system, all of this.
Thank you. That's what I felt. It was you're coming home.
Yes, there is a question here in the room.
This is where I was the night that I was at the conference table when I was pregnant with my son Trey, and he came into their room to meet me before going to incarnate.
Yes. Do you were there, and those of your contingent were there as well.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there.
Yes. You already know of who we speak here, who you are associated with. We're going to release to another now that is going to take you one more place that has been promised. And then the one who serves will take your questions further.
Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate your time, your energy, your love.
I appreciate you too.
Thank you. I long for the time that I can be back again with you, in body, sitting down across from you, as others have been saying, the one who served, Sananda, all of us are preparing parties, celebrations, both on the ships and down in inner Earth, many other places, such as the cities of light. It's going to be a grand reunion.
Spectacular.
Leave awesome. You now in love and peace and harmony.
Thank you so much.
Okay, now, are you ready to move from here to another place here that has been mentioned? Many things have been coming out of this particular place here on the Earth, and it is a sense of discovery that is occurring there now, and you have been hearing many things about what is occurring there, what is coming from there, what is going to be announced from there, and this is all very close to being revealed. And once it is revealed, there is going to be a uproar like you cannot believe, because those who have kept this silent for a long time have wanted to keep this away from you, but they will not be able to do it very much longer. So let us go. Let's go now to Antarctica.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes, Antarctica. A place to go there, kind of. The bottom
of... I got my real warm coat on to go.
You're in your astral bodies. You don't need anything.
Oh, okay.
If you want to put a coat on, if it makes you feel good, yeah, do it. Put a snowsuit on if you want. Make it ski. There are mountains there. You want to go skiing? We go skiing. But let's go here, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is not a sense of having to go anywhere. We say that jokingly here. Just be there. Okay, snap your fingers. Whoop, we're there. Okay. Now, look at the expanse of ice. Ice everywhere, no? But go a little bit further and begin to see what is going on there. And I'm going to leave this to your visualization. Not so much your imagination, because you are not creating what is here. It is already here. But allow your third eye to open now, your astral vision open, and see what is there and what they are keeping from you to this point, and only allowing a select few scientists so far to be able to study what is there. But they have been kept at the deepest confidence. They are not allowed to speak about this yet. But that is going to be changing. So what are you seeing? What is there? Giants. Pyramids, yes.
Aliens.
There's cities down there.
There are cities.
Yeah. civilization there.
Yes.
I think I'm seeing a big ship coming out. It's all this water and ice is coming off of it because it's going to lift out. It's really big.
Yes, there are ships there. Very deep within the ice.
Yeah.
I see crystal caves or crystal dwellings where they dwell in.
Very good. Yes, here in the room, someone wished to say something?
Yes.
Do not get exasperated, by the way. It is okay. You cannot get the word in. Just wait a few seconds and you get it in, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
And what I'm seeing is like a huge auditorium filled with all kinds of machinery, intricate-looking machinery that is used to control the weather.
Yes.
And very possibly earth movements and volcanoes and all those disruptions that are taking place.
Yes.
This might be the headquarters.
There is a great amount of machinery there, some that have been used by those of the cabal, some that they do not yet even know how to use.
Oh.
It is ancient, and it is beyond the scope of many still at this point, because it is not available at the three-dimensional level. Even though they have tried to break through the dimensional barrier here to be able to operate this equipment, thinking it is going to be a wonderful weapon to be able to use. But they have found that they cannot break through this dimensional barrier, because in order to do that, they have to raise their vibrations. And do you think they're going to do that? No way, Jose.
I'm seeing something that's like the ice, but it's this equipment that you're talking about, or some of it, they have no idea what to do with it. And they're like little cylindrical knobs coming out of the ice and the walls.
Yes.
Very high tech.
Very high tech. Beyond their understanding completely here. And it is a good thing that they have not been able to do that.
Yeah.
But it was safeguarded, you see. All of this ancient technology has been safeguarded, much of it, in order for the only way to use the equipment, this technology, is to have to first move into the vibrations that they were in that put it there in the first place. See?
And I see that technology, I see that be given to us.
Yes.
It's like space travel, a portal.
There are portals. There are gateways here. There are gateways on the other side of the planet connecting to the gateways here. There are tunnels that connect deep under the ground, where those that have the understanding and the knowing, such as the ones that are called the cabal, they have been using that technology for some time. Do you think that they get in the airplanes as you do and fly, even first class? No. They get in there, go into their tunnels, they get in their super fast trains, and they whisk around the country. The only time they do not do this is when they need to be publicly seen.
Right.
And then they will go on the transport, usually private planes and things of this nature. But when they want to go from one place to another, they do it with the technology that they know already exists. And they are holding this all from you.
Yeah, I figured that.
See, something like a rocket. Like
Please, there is someone saying something here.
It's a mechanism that I think creates artificial mercury.
Yes, there is. There is technology here that you are just becoming aware of when you do these various activities here on your Sundays, when you have been working with the Merkaba and all of this.
And these can, yes, they can make an artificial Merkaba, but it is not at the vibrations that we are moving you toward, planning you, getting you ready for. For you are going to have access to your Merkaba and be able to go from one place to another, have no need for any type of physical transportation at all. You see? Mm. Is your light body, your light vehicle. You will have access to this. You have access to this now, but it is the mind that is keeping you from being able to literally use it in the way that you can. You are just beginning to dabble at this. But you also have to understand that all of you came here from a knowledge and an understanding that you already knew how to do some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you even put some of that technology that we're speaking of here. Ah, some of you say, what? You put that technology here? Yes,
oh, wow.
Some of you have.
Wow.
Wow.
I just saw another ship. Wow.
There are ships here that have not yet been excavated. You are getting to see through the ice as they cannot see through because they are attempting to use their physical eyes or their boring machines or X-rays or satellite vision, all of these things. You are using your astral vision, your third eye, and you can see through anything.
Underground, like in a cavern, but it's not like ones like for transport, like people, like it's not a city, but maybe kind of like, I don't know, a meeting area?
There are very immense caverns under here,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Huge caverns. Some of them have been taken over and are being used for their ships and things of this nature, and many of them have not yet been discovered.
That seems like good. Like there's not, it's light workers here. Good.
Some are, yes. Many are not.
See a submarine.
There are submarines here, yes. The Germans were here a long time ago.
Yes.
Mm. I'm seeing those tiny
Germans. We are going to change that to the more of the Nazis here. That persuasion. We're here.
Would one of these cities be Atlantis?
No.
Okay.
We are going to make an emphatic no, this is not Atlantis. Even though some are going to be and already are coming out and saying we have found Atlantis, this is not Atlantis. Atlantis is in the Atlantic. That is where it comes from. That is what it is.
Bermuda.
Deep within the ocean, most of it, some of it is still above the ocean. The Azores, for instance, are a part of what was Atlantis. In the Bimini area is what was Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Oh.
There are many places that are still somewhat above, and as you have heard, most of you have heard, Edgar Cayce spoke about this. He was guided to speak about this through the source that came through him, that Atlantis and Lemuria are going to rise again.
Mm-hmm.
The continents themselves, they are going to come up. You see? Not as you know it now, though. If that happened now, there would be tremendous, immense tidal waves like you cannot imagine. This is when the earth, as you have spoken of earlier, this is when Gaia is cleansing herself. After all of you have moved beyond this 3D realm, you do not have to be concerned about this. If there ever was a need to be concerned about this, there are ships so large out there that could easily transport everyone off of this planet in 15 minutes.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this understanding. It's remarkable.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
There's some military personnel.
But who are the ones that are living there? Who are they?
Military, there's a great deal of military personnel there, yes.
Yeah, I see.
US. There is. Yes. Many of the nationalities are here.
I see green suits, green hats.
Areas that are there. One wants this section of land, another one wants this, one wants this discovery, and on and on and on. They fight over this, but they are all going to lose. All of them. And it will be there for you, those of you that will have access to this, these discoveries, these technologies, all of this. And so much more in the way of technology. In fact, we will say this, the technology that is coming now is almost already here. You are beginning to hear of the energy systems that are coming, which are not going to require electricity as you know it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to work on very, very little energy. To create more and more energy. So the electric companies will be going out of business as we move along here as part of this transition. Many things are going to occur with all of this technology. And then, of course, you have all heard about the replicators. They are coming. The 3D printer, as you know it, is the precursor of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it is already there. Star Trek was real, people.
Thank you. I see a dodecahedron of crystal. It looks like the ice, but it's crystal.
Yes. This is why some are going to come to the understanding that this they have found Atlantis, because there are many, many crystals here. But crystals were not only indicative of Atlantis. Crystals have been around for a very long, long time. Many, many solar systems and galaxies, all of this.
A lot of ruins, a lot of rubble.
Yes. We can come back now. We can move back from here, come back to your physical forms. You can do it in an instant. Snap your fingers and you're here. And come back into your physical bodies. Come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. What a trip we hear, yes. We hope it was a good trip.
It was a good
trip on the good ship Lollipop. What does that mean? We did not understand that. We just set up consciousness here, his memory, and it seemed like a good thing to say, but there's no idea what that means.
I don't either.
On the good ship Lollipop. It's a nice trip to the candy shop.
Now we understand. Okay, here we go. Didn't hear the whatsoever, so we don't even know why we say it. A good trip. That's it. Yes. Did you all have a good trip?
Oh,
yeah.
Are you beginning to understand? What is at stake here? What you are here for? And how important your role is. Each of you as your individual role and your role as a group here as well. Because as we said earlier, your group is becoming famous across the universe. There are other groups, certainly, many that are. Many individuals are coming to the forefront.
But this particular group has been assigned, has been given an assignment. And that is going to unfold as we move along here. This is why we're saying we are ready to take the next steps. So we are getting you ready, because there is an assignment you are going to have if you decide to take it. Somewhat like the Mission Impossible.
Very much.
But it is not going to be an impossible mission. You are going to be able to do it. It is just going to be, are you going to want to? Are you going to want to be a part of this? Because it will require you stepping out of your comfort zones. And if you are not ready to step out of your comfort zones, then you will not want to be a part of this assignment, this mission. And this is, of course, working directly with Sananda and all of us to be a part of preparing you for these council tables that we have been speaking of. Someone has to become the leadership of the new world.
Yes.
Not in the sense that you know leadership now, though. There will not be a Congress. There will not be a House of Representatives. There will not be a parliament. None of those types of things. Those are cabal. But there will be councils of elders, many different types of councils. There will be ambassadors between the different planets, between the solar systems, the galaxies. All of this will be asked of you because of who you each are. You have done a tremendous mission. Talk about being an ambassador. You are being an ambassador like you wouldn't believe all of your lifetimes here. To immerse yourself in an evolution over thousands and thousands of years here, separating yourself or believing yourself separated from Source. Oh my goodness. You are going to be the rock stars of the new millennium, of the universe here. We're going to be famous.
Right.
Now, this again, always, is not to stroke your egos. We are not attempting to do this, but we just want you to understand how important this all is and what you have signed up for and what you are going to continue to sign up for. And we hope that each one of you will decide to do this. But we know that there will be some that will drop off. It will not be for them. And that is okay. There is no shame whatsoever, no condemnation, no, certainly never any judgment on our part. It is just what it is. You are ready? Wonderful. If you are not, okay. You will have other missions that will come along. But each one of you, now, we wish for you to begin to consider yourself a warrior of light, of love. This is very important for you to make the switch now from worker to warrior. To have Archangel Michael at your side at any given time, when it is needed, and call upon him. He will be there. Call upon Sananda, Saint Germain, any of us. Call upon Source. Source will always be there, has always been there, has never not been. And it is time to open up to that as well.
I
have questions here for one who serves.
I call myself Ambassador of Love.
Yes, you are an Ambassador of Love, Rita. Yes, mm-hmm. You are. And Ashtar is so very proud of you. You have no idea what he is planning here with you.
I'm
speechless. I see him everywhere. I do.
Yes. Justice. He sees you too everywhere.
Yes. Oh, brother. You think, oh, gee, is that true?
Yes. And Lady Nada is, or rather Sananda, is so much aware of Anne, the heart, so much.
You love it, Anne.
A wonderful connection there. And he is so looking forward to a reunion as the aspects of Lady Nada all come together. Yeah. That is a little difficult maybe for some to understand, but that is what is going to occur.
I get that.
There was a question here from Moses, yes?
Thank you. Namaste. I received confirmation as I hear you speak that, you know, this is a big deal, that this is important. And, you know, I have had this same understanding for a while and have put my energy and you know, everything on it. And I want to understand, you know, given that this is so important, how come there's no budget for it? How come something so immense depends on the little bitty hours we can squeeze out of an 8-to-5 schedule and do with our nails? Why is there, you know, all projects here in the 3D, you know, especially the important ones, carry a budget, carry some, you know, structure.
We understand where you are.
Thank you.
Our dear friends. We want to tell you, and all that also would be thinking about this, that is going to change. But in the meantime, while it is here, you are where you are when you need to be. In other words, you have your contracts. You have those things you are working for. We cannot do it for you. So as long as you are still in this 3D illusion, you need to be in the 3D illusion, make the best of it, in other words. Find the joy in the moment. And as you find the joy in the moment, you will raise your vibrations. And as you raise your vibrations, you will find that in those higher vibrations, there is no more difficulties with money or anything of this nature. Because as you raise your vibrations, you will be able to manifest whatever it is you need. This is for all of you right now. You do not need to wait until the future. You do not need to wait until you have moved into the fifth dimension and gone through ascension and all of this. You can manifest what you want right now. But you have to do it from the higher vibration. This is what is important. You can't be down in the dumps, be despaired, be sleeping all the time in your life, and expect to have money coming to you, a source of any kind of wealth at all. That will not come to you in those circumstances. But if you are in those higher vibrations, you can literally begin to put out your hand and say, fill my hand with whatever it is I need, and it will be there, almost instantaneously for some. For others, it might take a little bit, but it will take then simply going to your mailbox, opening it up, and my goodness, there's a check there, enough to pay whatever it is you need for that moment. And as long as you stay in those higher vibrations, this will continue. So it is all about consciousness.
Yeah.
All about consciousness. That is all it is, whether it is here in this illusion, in this 3D, or it is 4 or 5D, whatever it is consciousness. And when you come to understand that, you will not find yourself wallowing down in those lower vibrations anymore. You will raise yourself up, pick yourself up, and be ready to move on. Each one of you, everyone, We are watching you. We see what is going on. And it is time now. How many times are we going to say that now? It is time now to move on. Move out of, yes, as Abraham says, tell a different story, people. Don't stay with the same story. Where has that story gotten you? Where you are. And if you don't want to be where you are, then tell a different story. Get out of it. There was a movie here. We are picking it up from the James here. You know what? There's a lot of movies. It was about something about someone would look into a book, and as they're reading the book, they're creating the story.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of that movie?
That's The Never-Ending Story.
The Never-Ending Story, yes. Yes, there you are. Create whatever you want. Change the story.
I don't think people realize when they say there's no something, that there never will be.
That is correct. That is correct. If you believe there is nothing, if you believe you have nothing, if you believe that no one is helping you, then that is what you will have. Believing is seeing. Come to understand that more and more and more. Believing is seeing. Create whatever you want in your life right now, today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for next year. Don't wait for the ascension. Do it now. What is that? Isn't that the Nike saying? Do it now, right?
Just do it.
Just do it. You like doing now better.
Dear Master, the reason for my question, is because, and I have applied this science. You know, I have, you know, I've been doing affirmations for a year. I've been doing visualizations for a year. I have applied this science, but it's not working. So help me understand.
You cancel it out with your speech. Just cancel it.
And my dear Moses, we need to add here, it is working.
It is working.
Because you are coming out of the darkness that you have found yourself in recently and have come into the light. You have, and you need to begin to trust that. And as we're saying, as you trust that, as you move yourself into the vibrations higher, and as you see the beauty around you, which will then move you into those higher vibrations, then those things you are asking for will be here. But every time you say, I don't have, or it's not coming, or why is it not here? Every time you say that, the universe hears that and gives you what you are saying. This is the attraction process.
Mm-hmm.
You have not read or listened to the Abraham teachings. This would be wonderful for you to do. Every day, put on, listen to the Abraham teachings, different ones. They are on your YouTube. They are there. Are they not?
Yes.
You can find this all the time. They are free even. You can listen to this every day, and it will begin to reprogram your mind. Not only for this one that has asked this, but for everyone. Again, be in the now. Do it now. Take action. What is your definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over again and expect something different. Change the story. It is all the same thing. It is there for you. Just reach out. You are in training, all of you. You are in training. But you are in training to help train others. But how are you going to train others if you cannot train yourself? You see? Oh, my goodness. We could go on and on and on like this.
But believing is seeing.
Believing is seeing, yes. Do not even think in terms of seeing is believing anymore. That is the old program, the old paradigm. That is what they wanted you to believe. that you have to see it before you believe it, because then you have no creative ability anymore. But if you know that you are the creator, then you will believe it, and then you will create it.
So is it, would it be best for us, well, I believe from my own experience that we don't even know we're telling that story. It's the program is so deep that we don't even know we're telling the story in a negative way. It's the program running. So would it help to surrender the programming?
Certainly, yes. You must surrender the program. You must move beyond it. Let it go. All of this.
Instead of keep saying the same thing.
Yes. Yes. It is it is deep programming. It is past life experiences and patterns that you came in with. And you need to let go of those patterns. Move beyond them. Do whatever you need. If it takes crystals to do it for you, do it. If it takes past life regressions, do it. If it takes hypnosis, do it. Do not care what it is that will work for you, whatever tool that will work. Surrender process, certainly, yes, wonderful. We are so glad that has been brought up. Yes, surrender. Surrender to your higher self, to your God source. Surrender it all. And if you do that, all of that old programming will be gone. It will be gone, people, just gone. And you will not have to deal with it anymore. Your attachments will fall away. And you know what? As your attachments fall away, you will be near ready for ascension. This is how it works. So if you find yourself wallowing in self-pity, stop it.
Yes.
Simple.
Get over it.
Get over it, yes.
Get over your story.
Yes. Get over the story. Change the story. Do not stay there. And do not stay in denial. As an alcoholic. An alcoholic stays an alcoholic until they finally get out of their denial. Once they have gotten out of their denial, they can begin to heal. They can begin to reprogram. But as long as they are in denial, they will stay in that program. So in that respect, the 12 steps, in many ways, was very helpful for many. Some, not so much. But it is a tool. All of these are tools to use. Use whatever one works best for you, or whatever one you are guided to. Several of you are guided here now to surrender, to use that tool. Others are being guided to the heart math idea of coherence. All of these. Some of you use crystals. And let the crystals absorb the old programming.
And essential
oils. Essential oils, yes.
Some use all.
Some use all different ones of these, yes.
All of the above.
Yes, whatever it is. But do it.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it anymore. Do it. Don't say the same story over and over. Change it. Unless, and here is a big one, people, unless you want to be ones that are going to be taken to your earth, too.
No.
No. Whoa, where did that go?
Oh, yes.
Not me.
Little bit of sobering thought there, no? Because have we not been saying over and over and over, everyone is going. Everyone. But you must do for yourself. We cannot do it for you. We can help you, we can guide you, we can nudge you, and we do that all the time. Sometimes when you are not even knowing we are doing it. Some of the things that you say to other people are guided and nudged by us. those of us. And then Source, certainly, when you connect to Source, when you allow for Source to speak through, everything changes in your life. Everything. No exception.
So I've heard people say, in my experience, along the way, myself included, I realized what I was saying is, well, you don't know my life, and you don't know how bad I have it, and you don't really understand. But what people could need, I believe they need to recognize, and I've had to recognize it, that that's the ego talking. It's not the higher self.
Yes, and it is the old programming, the programming that keeps you trapped in the three-dimensional illusion. So if you want to stay in the illusion, then keep deluding yourself.
Yeah.
You see? Good luck with that. It will not work.
This is Lorelei. I just want to throw out there for all of you that I know a fair amount about how the hell to get rid of your demons. I've had quite a life. We'll just put it that way. So if anyone wants to reach out to me, I'm actually starting a whole 12 steps, 12 tools, you know, to rise above and soar. So if anybody is struggling with anything, I can probably lead you to a resource that would help you on that.
Wonderful. But we wish to correct something here once, now, and forever. Do not say anymore your demons. There are no demons here. Do not think in terms of demons. If you think in terms of demons, you create that particular idea and ideal here. Do not do that any longer.
Okay.
Yes. This is all programming. Demons, devil, Satan, hell, all of this. It's the old programming, the old paradigm. You think there is a hell in the fifth dimension? Do you think there is a Satan there? Do you think there are demons there? No.
No.
Nothing of this nature. So stop thinking about those types of things. For when you move into these higher vibrations permanently and begin to create as we have been showing you here, you just certainly do not want to create demons there, even if you could. You can't, but if you wanted to, you see? You want to be able to create as you were doing. Flowers, beautiful valleys, mountains, lakes, streams, ships, villages, whatever it might be, people flying, whatever visions you have, this is what you are going to want to create, because this is how you will create your new world.
I have a question.
You will literally create your new world one moment at a time, one thought, one vision at a time. Your question?
Yes, based on what you were saying about how those concepts were created to really, you know, deny our humanity and keep us from being our higher selves, wouldn't the concept of war also be in that category? And then the idea of considering ourselves light warriors, to me, it doesn't feel like what you just depicted as the fifth dimension. It feels like if I believe I'm a light warrior still, because I feel that I've been that, you know, all my life and all my lives, but I thought now I can let that go. But if I
we'll
continue
be able
to be that...
When you move into the higher vibrations, when you move into the fifth dimension, those terminology will be gone. This is for part of the transition now, where you transition now from being a light worker to a light warrior and being able to assist in this. It is a battle right now. We are not going to say anything different. There is a battle between light and dark now. And You can sit back and let others fight it out with light against darkness, with light against fear, with love against fear, or you can jump into the fray and be a part of this with Archangel Michael. Is Archangel Michael not a warrior?
Absolutely. No, actually, he is by my side quite often. But I feel that the concept of light against dark is still part of the duality.
It is. It is. Yeah. But you are still in that right now. You are still there within the illusion. And there are many that are. You are moving out of it as you continue to move along. But there are many that are still very much ensconced within it. And they will need the help. They will need the warrior by their side. They will need Archangel Michael by their side, just as he is by your side.
Mm-hmm.
See? And carrying that sword of truth. You can carry a sword of truth. You don't carry a sword of death. You carry a sword of truth.
I see.
And light. And love. See?
I have a quick question.
Yes.
After our meditation last night, it felt like I came back with warrior armor. Felt like I had some body armor, a blue sword myself, and a shield.
Hi, I'd like to make a comment about the Archangel Michael being a warrior. Initially, that has meant that you are going to war with your higher self against your ego to get your ego under control. That's really what the battle of duality is. As the light versus dark, you're trying to get darkness out of yourself. That's part of the
yes.
And the struggles between your two ears.
That's where the war is.
Yes,
in between your two ears.
You.
That is correct. That is correct. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
I totally got that, Charles. Like you spoke it, but I was thinking it.
Yes. Does this make sense to the one who asked that, even more now?
Yes. I guess I was feeling that I have been doing that for eons, and I was leading myself to believe, so I could see, that I had come into completion of that way of operating, that I could just be in the light now and be the master lighthouse that just emanates from my overflow continuously.
Yes, and it's wonderful. You just mentioned something important. You want to be the lighthouse, be the lighthouse, beacon, shine the beacon out all to sea. You do not need to carry a sword and go into battle, as we are saying here. This is for others here, not for everyone. Again, do what it is for you to do, what you are called to do. How you are connecting with your source here. This is how you will continue to progress here. There was someone here who spoke about the armor that they found themselves with after the expression is last night. And we wish to share with you, yes, you were, because you found yourself back as you have been before. You see, many of you have come from situations, systems, all of this, where you have been warriors before. This is why you are here. You are warriors. You were warriors before, many of you. This battle that has been going on, whether it is within self and even many times outside of self, at other parts of the solar system, the galaxy, the universe, these wars have been going on. Many of you have heard of the Ankara Wars. Basically, this is Star Wars. And it is real. It was real. It is no longer, because they surrendered a long time ago. But they were... It was very much real, and it was ongoing. And there were times, and this is for the one Cynthia to understand, there were times when the light did not win. Darkness won, temporarily. Won the battles, you might say. But the light will always overcome darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome a single point of light. Think about that. No darkness, if there is one single point of light, that dark cannot extinguish the light. But the light can overcome the dark. Any room or anything of this nature. This is a key, a universal key here. Other questions here before we release channel? We have gone on quite a while here.
Yeah, I had a question about the Agarthans, because my wife and I had dreams where we were invited to Agartha with our animals. We brought all of them down there, were able to. We were required to learn telepathy so we could speak to our animals to make sure they wouldn't attack the other animals that were down there. And there were extinct species, like was said earlier, that were literally wandering around free. But my question is, during the earth changes that are to take place, the cleansing, what's going to happen down there? Because obviously they won't be unscathed in Agartha, would they?
Yes, they will, because they are in higher vibrations. They are very much protected. You see, in those higher vibrations, fifth dimension, they cannot be affected by any of Earth changes. Not at three-dimensional level. And this is where the Earth changes will occur, at the three-dimensional level. Gaia is holding a place now for all of you that are still here in this three dimension, but will not hold the place forever here. And when the three dimension is ready to collapse, it will collapse. And anyone that is left here in a three-dimensional vibration will collapse with it. It cannot exist. You see?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, it behooves you, every one of you, as we are saying, change the story, move on, do everything you can to be the ones that are in the waves of ascension. Not be the ones that are not willing to let go of their denial, let go of their programming, and sit back and let everything happen around them. Must take control here.
Can I ask one quick question?
Yeah.
So my question is there anything, it might be a trick question, and it's intended to be a trick question, so I'm just letting you know that. So I want to know if there's anything outside of consciousness.
It is only consciousness.
So if there's only...
There is only... Hold, please. There is only consciousness and no consciousness.
Okay.
There is only either or.
Okay.
Manifest and unmanifest.
Okay. So if there's nothing outside of consciousness, and everything is consciousness, then anything external to us.
That is correct.
So a war, ongoing war, has somebody's consciousness created that war.
Yes, but as a collective consciousness, you have created these things.
Right. But if I wanted to go fight a battle, I'd have to have the consciousness to go fight that battle. If I don't want to fight a battle, and I have the consciousness to have peace, the battle won't exist for me.
Won't exist for you, yes. That is correct.
So I'm not fighting any battle.
Do your inner work.
Do your inner work, yes.
I'm not going to fight.
But you do not understand here. We are not talking about going to war with the cabal. Please understand that. We are speaking about battling the forces within you, those things which hold you back, that programming, that ego center that is
right.
Trying to hold on with everything it can. This is the battle we are speaking of here. Now, in that battle, as you continue to wage that battle within yourself, then the battle outside of yourself will begin to take over here in terms of
Everything will come into place here.
Okay.
If you are winning the war within yourself and everyone else is, then there will be no more place for those who are wanting to stay in their ego state. And therefore, the vibrations will increase, and the frequency will increase, and the Schumann resonance will increase, and so on and so on. And eventually, it will come to a point where the galactic central sun will send that pulse, and everything will shift in that moment. And when everything shifts, it will begin the process that we have been speaking of, where those who are not wanting to go along or are afraid to and cannot let go of those programmings, then they will be accommodated in other ways.
Thank you.
Yes.
So really we're just, I would think we're surrendering to, I don't see how we war within ourselves, but just surrender the things that are no longer serving us.
That is correct.
That's the thing.
Surrender to the source within you. Not my will, Father, but thine will be done.
Okay.
This is what Yeshua said, did he not?
Yeah.
He gave himself over to source, especially when he knew what was coming. He could not have done it on his own. He gave it over to source to take him through the process that he needed to go through. Can you do that?
Yes.
Can you surrender?
Yes.
Then do it.
Okay, we better close channel because we have to drive home and getting really
yes.
Sorry, someone deserves thank you.
Very good. Back to the 3D now.
Sorry.
So I wanted to just clarify that when I was saying demons and that was a poor choice of words, exactly what I was talking about, so that you guys, if you want to reach out, know, was exactly that, like taking the pieces of your ego or your identity out of the picture, you know, and out of the picture and out of the picture, just, you know.
Yes,
okay.
We understand very much better. Just do not use the term demons anymore.
Okay,
okay. We need to release channel here now. There are people here that need to get on the road here, and they have long drive. So we release and just say here that everything is going according to plan. You are going according to plan. Everything is being orchestrated. You are a part of that orchestration. In fact, you are that orchestration. Shanti, peace be with you.
Thank you.